Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Episode 174 of the Rustical Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex, and with me today I have
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Smith!
Absolutely nothing!
Cell Sidebottom, inside the ship, so not, not subject to these effects.
And ah!
Excellent. So, with that in mind, we are going to be picking up where we left off, specifically in midair, specifically in the middle of a crash, specifically after a number of crew members have been thrown from the ship.
Yes.
So,
thanks for the ride.
Azu is amongst the people who have been thrown from the ship.
Of course.
That's fine. You have character classes. You'll be fine. Like, you've got the hit points.
You've got loads of hit points.
Yeah.
I am going to ask for a reflex save from Hamid and a reflex save from Skrark specifically.
Oh no, what are you tiny people going to try and catch me?
No, to not get squashed, I would hope. Yeah, if they successfully catch Azu, I'm not sure that Azu would be caught so much as they'd be going down with Azu.
Yeah, but slower, so everyone's okay.
That's
to a different degree of okay.
Hamid rolls 26, Skrark rolls 11.
Okay.
Oh, dragon pancake.
Skrark.
No.
I can tell you now, is one of the creatures that's thrown and is fine. Like, whoop, woo, but does not have sufficient reflex roll to help anyone else.
Yeah.
Skrark is fine. Skrark is thrown, but Skrark is fine.
Literally has gliding wings and is able to
Exactly. Hamid has sufficient time to help one other person to the ground. Okay. I am now going to do my rolls to find who have been thrown, because I don't know all of them. I just know at least a couple
fail. Helen is approaching the camera, eyes wide and staring. There's no meaning in that glance, I'm sure. It's not a meaningful
look. We're in the
look.
Freeze frame quick time event. Do you press X, square, triangle or circle?
Azu will remember this.
Yeah, I'll remember.
Your relationship with Azu
has
go
changed.
Up or down.
Okay.
Nobody liked this.
Okay, so bear with me. We know that Sel is fine. We know that Zolf is fine. We know that Hamid is fine. Well, as in, like, can fly, thus is fine. Bear with me. I'm just putting in the people who we know straight out the gate are good. Oh, Azu is not.
Yeah. Thanks.
One in the womp womp column.
I'm going to have to roll all these individually, so I'm just going to be like, ooh, ah. Ooh. I should have rolled these between sessions.
Mm.
That was silly. You know what I'm going to do next time? A better job.
You do a very good job, Alex. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Don't let him know. He might get enthusiastic and deliver more pain to us.
So I promise, by the way, that I am doing each individual NPC on a roll so that I'm not just doing it randomly. Okay. Bear with me on this one. Okay. So I am going to give you a list of all the people that you see being thrown from the ship and the situation thereof, Hamid. You have the time to help one. Help, not necessarily save. Azu, obviously. Barnes. Friedrich. Carter. Drahl. Sasra. Merc. And Wild is thrown so badly, you are not even able to interfere in that. That's just going to play out.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no!
Alex, you rolled very badly.
Yes. In general, I rolled atrociously.
Did Wild get an actual one?
Wild got an actual one and the rest of them didn't do well.
Big yikes.
This was not a difficult DC. It's gone real bad. Hamid.
Hamid still feels incredibly guilty about putting the kobolds in danger. So it's going to have to be whichever kobold is closest.
Okay, that will be... Let's have a quick check. That will be... Drahl.
Drahl. And you know, he's basically, as soon as he sees this happening, he's going to start casting fly. He's literally going to intercept the first body in midair he can, finish the spell, and then continue at maximum speed onto the second body in the desperate hope he might be able to help more than one person, but that seems unlikely.
Absolutely, you won't be able to. The fact I'm letting you sneak in a fly is itself pushing it a little bit. You are able to basically catch Drahl.
Yeah.
And Drahl is small enough that you can just fly fine and just have Drahl in your arms.
Yeah.
I am going to roll damage after the fact because this is obviously happening so fast.
Yeah.
Just plows into the tree cover. It tears a chunk of the ship off on the one side. It smashes into the port engine viciously, which sets the whole thing on a twisted landing, so it's not even coming in straight now, it's coming in on a slide. It plows into the clearing, almost broadside, and then immediately starts to capsize.
I just want to, for context for the audience, remember, this is me rolling a natural 20, so what the hell would have happened if I didn't?
The ship doesn't capsize, but it does scrape along.
It's got big wings. It can't capsize very far.
Exactly. And then it busts into the tree line at the far end of the clearing, which finally manages to drag it to a stop, and it rights itself.
It's very Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Everyone has just been scattered to the winds everywhere. It's been way too quick for anyone to even know what's gone on. Hamid, you drop down with Drahl in arms. I will lead with Zolf. You're fine.
Cool. Love it. I mean, physically, emotionally, you know.
Sel, can I please get a reflex save from you?
Mm-hmm. 18.
You're fine. You managed to brace in an effective way. So, shall we roll some fall damage? The best damage.
Alexander.
Azu, I am going to roll for you first, okay? Because it's not fair to make me roll your own damage, but let's find out what happened, okay?
That's so many dice!
I'm guessing from the sound, 76.
That is insufficient dice.
Oh, boy.
They didn't fall that far. You're not correctly applying the falling damage rules.
You were assuming that that's the only damage at play.
Mm, yeah. I know.
For the audience, I have 80 hit points.
Okay, so you're actually going to be a... Oh, wait, okay.
I might not be.
Eight or nine at six.
This isn't falling damage. This is, like, impact. Like, this isn't I fall off a cliff. Yeah. This is I'm
it's
being thrown.
It's tree damage.
Whomph. At, like, 100 knots.
Yep. Yeah.
This is very...
Wait, what? Absolutely none of the people wearing their guide ropes.
You're seemingly not too bad. 25, 27, 28, 29.
It's good. It's good. Remember, you're mechanically...
38 damage.
Oh.
You are mechanically perfectly fine. You banged your knee. Oh, no.
I mean, I think I did a bit more than bang my knee. That's half of my entire health.
Yeah, but mechanically, you're perfectly fine. It was a really big ding, but, you know.
Quick reminder, a first-level kobold has 8 hit points.
Oh, my God!
What level are the kobolds? What does the follower feat give you?
They are level 1.
So, Azu, you are thrown, and you basically have your speed broken by just falling through a tree trunk. You are mostly metal, moving at high speed. You're the closest thing that this part of the world has seen to a bullet.
Big Thor energy.
You just blast through a tree trunk, which slows you enough, and I'm talking proper crunch, it's going down, and you just plow into the snow, and you leave a trail about 15 foot long, just...
Do you want to know what's in my head at the minute is that scene from Matilda where the girl with the pigtails gets thrown over the barrier.
Also, I actually have a genuine question, Helen. Did you take more or less damage falling out of a crashing skyship than you did jumping out of a carriage in Damascus? Because you took a decent whack of damage from just jumping out of that carriage and you might have actually got off lighter this way than you did then.
I think you may have actually just gotten off lighter. I think you may have hurt yourself more leaping out of a moving carriage for no reason than falling out of the sky in a legitimate airship crash.
That's growth. That's growth.
Yeah.
That's too many hit points, that's what that is.
No! You won't take them away!
I mean, you can and he will.
Guys, I'm so upset. Does anyone get reflex saves to land well and reduce the damage or anything? I'm just trying to think.
A branch.
Yeah. No, I just...
I mean, if you think about it, like, cats can survive falling from, like, really high.
Yeah, yeah. It's the whole thing of, like, dropping down a well. An ant barely notices. You know, a rat is winded and walks away. A cat,
will complain a lot.
Bruises.
A human
breaks their legs
bones.
And a horse splashes.
Yes.
Splashes.
Yep.
So it's the, you know, if kobolds are somewhere between cat and human, they're very savable with magical healing.
Yikes. Big yikes.
Gigantic yikes. Yikes written across the sky. In fact, if you look at the funny angle, the bones that we saw before, they spell out big yikes.
It's like a Channel 4 ident.
Yeah. Yeah. Ironically, it says big yikes, but it's actually ginormous.
No, yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, on the plus side...
Yeah. On the plus side, it'll take us... Yeah.
I have whistles, so I can do that thing like when there's a shipwreck, because whistles carry really far, so I can just go around blowing my whistle and people can come to me.
Alex is looking up one last thing.
Oh, I don't like that face. That is a bad face.
Wipe that face off your face. In fact, I don't think you're allowed. You've
How dare
face
you have that
privileges.
Face on your face?
Yeah.
Put a bag over your head, damn it.
Oh, Bryn, you're so upset. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is not okay.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. All right, what's the damage?
She's taking a moment.
Well, do we know? Like, we got, are we?
Yeah.
Just give Alex a moment.
Oh, fet.
To make sure that his narrative isn't broken.
Oh no! Oh, God!
Here's what's going to happen.
Oh, no. No.
Cell, from your perspective, crunch, you're fine. Zolf, crunch, you're fine. Hamid, you caught someone and you landed. Azu, you're face down.
Yep, fine.
There is no fire, there is no explosion. There is the occasional cry out. There is the sound of another falling tree. And then finally there is silence. And then there's this, the movements of people starting to sort of talk and stagger and so on. Okay, so there's a lot going on here. So let's roll initiative, see what happens.
I got 19.
Mm-hmm.
I got 17.
Mm-hmm.
Hamid also got 19.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure who has the higher dex out of the two of you.
Hamid.
Hamid, almost certainly.
Okay.
Quickly checking, because apparently I haven't rolled initiative on this new character sheet I made myself. I just missed it off. It's
what's
just
your initiative ever done for me? That's what I want to know.
It's just your dex mod, right?
Yep.
Yeah, unless you've got any other bonus. Yeah,
all this shows me is that I have not been having nearly enough combat and disaster encounters recently, and that's my bad.
16.
But yeah.
16. Okay.
Future
cool.
reference, Azu's dex is 8, so almost everyone is going to be better than her.
I bought improved initiative because I only have a dex mod of 1.
Yeah, that's what I got as well. That's why I am now able to add things.
Yeah.
Hamid also has improved initiative. It took his bonus from 4 to 8.
Oh, good lord. Cell hasn't got improved initiative. They just have a dex of 18.
Yeah,
so
that's quite good.
Well.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay. In which case then,
oh, I feel
Hamid,
well.
You are up.
Hamid is flying at top speed. He is weaving through the trees. I guess he's still got Drahl, hasn't he? So
yes.
Land with Drahl, say, go to the ship, help people there. Take off again, fly at top speed, start weaving through the trees, looking for other people.
I'll be generous and say you can get an active perception check whilst doing it.
Okay. Oh, that's a 19. Maths. 33.
Okay. So, in that case then, you see, straight out of the gate, Barnes is in a tree and impaled. Certainly not conscious.
Oh,
the first of yikes.
Carter is not moving, is also seemingly unconscious, and landed literally on a boulder.
Oh, no!
Alex, why?
Yikes.
Additionally...
Oh, no.
You see a
once I've seen two people...
Okay, I'll leave it at that then.
I probably have to stop for a second, and because the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take another initiative round, so...
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I can't,
that's fair.
Yeah, I can't help everyone instantly or even see everyone instantly.
Azu, you're currently prone and face down.
Azu gets up.
Okay, so you are standing?
Yes.
What's next for you?
Perception check, so that I know where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 18.
18, okay. The nearest person to you is Friedrich. He is unconscious, face down in the snow nearby. You can tell from this distance he appears unconscious, not, like, dead.
Okay.
You also see a couple of smaller snow piles, which are definitely kobold. You don't know who, because they're just completely mounded in snow.
Okay. That's all of my actions, right? I've stood up and I've done a perception check.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'll
sell. You are...
next.
In the ship currently, yep. It's clearly crashed hard. Like, hard.
Right, but Cell doesn't know that anyone's been thrown off.
No.
So Cell, relatively cheerily, dashes up to the top deck. Like, right, we made it! No explosions, not even one! Everyone are... And, like, looking around, what they will say is... what? No. No. No, not again. Not again. And just... I think at this point, freeze is probably... like, if they've run the whole way up the ship and looking around, that does feel like it would take up an entire 5 seconds.
That would be.
Because that's probably a double run.
I would also
run.
Say things that you see just passively are... There's a large number of crew members still on deck who are immediately scrambling, like, to get to people all over the place.
Yeah, but they
I'm not
going to
be going through like all
ground.
Of these NPCs in in Thingy Order because we'll be here all day. But yeah, there are multiple people scrambling. There's a couple of people who appear to be lightly injured on the actual deck.
Yeah, yeah.
Broadly speaking, anyone who was still on the deck seems to be fine.
But the fact is that, okay, well, maybe it's just that I imagine them coming out, getting to the railing, looking out and seeing bodies on the ground.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
That's the... And the fact that there are other people moving around behind them does not necessarily register.
Yeah, I get you.
But that kind of ringing in the ear.
Zolf, you are up. I'd say out of everyone, you have the best situational awareness by virtue of the fact of having been right in the middle of things going the way through.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, with the role that you got, you deserve to have that kind of a like awareness straight out of the gate.
Sure. Right, everybody, find Azu and find anyone who's unconscious. Bring him to me or Azu. We can sort them out, right? I'm going out there. I'm going to start helping people. Bring him to me. Let's go. And then I'm going to leap over the side of the ship and start running to the first person that I can see on the floor. Just okay, the first cool. body. I don't care who it is. Just anyone.
Understood. People are mostly doing what you're saying. It's clearly that a couple of people are just actively dazed.
Yeah.
Where they're not really sure what's going on. In which case, then, I'm going to jump to Hamid first.
Hamid is kind of pulls up short in midair, hovering, sort of where he can, roughly speaking, midway between Barnes and Carter. Because you said I spotted both of them and they're not too far apart from each other.
Yes.
He casts Flare directly upwards.
Mm. Okay.
And then starts flying again. He's looking for the next body. He cannot do much to help. So he's
Understood.
Giving the signal, casting Flare up into the sky, and he's going to go look for the next body.
Don't you have healing potions?
Okay.
He does. He's not. Basically, he's not.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's an in-character choice. That's fair.
Yeah.
The next person that you're closest to is Friedrich, so you and Azu are sort of converging there in that regard.
Okay.
Question. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt. Did they hear me yelling?
Yes. I'm not going to require a perception check. As I said, once it landed, there aren't explosions or fires.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually really quiet.
Cool.
You've basically, all of the animals within about 10 miles have all gone real quiet for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So as a result, yeah, it's very easy to hear and coordinate with one another.
Like, Hamid already sent Drahl running off back towards the ship. He knows Azu can help more than he can, so he's going to proceed past Friedrich. You said that there were two smaller snow piles quite near Friedrich. That's where he lands, and that's
okay,
his
cool.
That's
I can
his
say that you can
turn.
Get... Yeah, you can get to those two smaller piles.
Yeah, he'll land next to them, and that's his
okay.
that's his turn.
Understood. In that case, then, Azu, you're up.
I'm going to go to the people I suspect are two kobolds on the floor, and I'm going to do... Can one heal check cover both of them, or like what? I want to figure out if they're unconscious or dead.
So there's three things that are kind of applicable here.
Yeah.
You can do a heal check to just stabilize people, which means that if they're unconscious and bleeding out, they're still unconscious, but they're now not going to get any worse. You can just leave them, deal with other stuff, and come back to them. Okay.
Yeah.
You have another option, which is if you heal them even a little bit, they automatically stabilize. The last option that you can do is you can do a heal check to see if they are in trouble, but not, it's not really worth it.
Do paladins have any channel positive energy?
Yes.
Just do that. If you can do it more than once, doing it once and hitting the three people around you is your best action.
Stabilize.
Are they?
More.
Oh, right. Are they in a 30-foot radius then?
Yes,
right
next to one another.
I thought they were further apart.
No, they're right next to one another. You could run over channel energy, and then if there is any healing to be done, they will automatically stabilise and start to heal.
All three of those people in that small group would instantly be stabilised and potentially healed.
Okay.
So that would be Friedrich and the two smaller piles, we don't know who they are yet.
Okay, channel positive energy it is, which heals 3d6.
Okay, can you roll it for me?
Yes, I can. Okay, so that's 12 healing.
Okay.
Cross your fingers, everybody. Cross your fingers.
God. We're holding your hands, audience.
I'm trying not to bite my own fingers off here.
Yeah. I've already left marks on mine.
Understood.
Okay, no
Understood.
Reaction.
You don't know, because you'd have to go over and find out.
Yeah.
But you have gone warm on three of them.
Mm.
Straight out the gate.
Okay.
At which point then, technically speaking, you would still have...
Well, you probably use a move.
You moved. You use your move to get there. So you've got nothing left, I'm afraid, for now.
Can I speak?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I say to Hamid, check on these two. I'll go looking.
Barnes, Carter.
Got it.
Hamid points back towards where he just cast the flare.
Cool.
Sel, you're up.
I don't have on Sel's gear that they have any healing potions with them.
I don't believe you do.
No.
Because we've used a couple in the party, but you never like had a big old stock at your end or anything.
No, it's not necessarily something that they'd have thought of. So they just jump out of the ship and go, I would say, probably over to the... If anyone is beginning to move, like, of the three, those would be... people that they could pick up and carry, because they're not really...
Friedrich is starting to move.
Okay. All right, buddy. Breathe. You're doing okay?
He is not conscious. He's just like...
Okay. Well, Sel does have warm weather gear, so they will put an extra layer of heat over them and possibly try and grab... Yeah, well, that, I assume, is the whole move, is... Run over and put furry.
In which case,
thing
then?
Friedrich,
yeah. Zolf, you are up.
Nearest body that I was running to. Who is? What happened?
To you, that will be Wild.
Just going to Wild. Do I get there in a move action?
Yes, easily. Okay. Wild has been completely impaled on a fragment of ship.
Oh, God.
You can tell at a glance. You don't need a heal check. He's dead.
Alex!
Oh, what? Oh.
Big yikes.
This isn't a case of like, oh, maybe like he's gone. He's gone.
Oh, God.
Alex.
There was so much story in this little body.
Move on.
Okay. You start moving on to the next. I would say that the next closest to you would be... You'd probably be heading towards Carter.
Azu's already got them, right?
I'm Azu about to go to them.
Yeah.
Azu's gone.
That'll be
like,
my
there's
next
no, there's no point me also being there. What else can I see, I guess? I'll do an active perception. I'm basically looking for people who haven't been dealt with.
Yeah, that's fine. Give me another active perception, please.
That's a 22.
Okay. With that, I'm going to give you an overview, because I think you're a little bit broader in your overview than Hamid necessarily has been.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of that, you can, with all of the coordination that's happening, so Barnes is up a tree with Carter basically towards the base of the tree, so they're with, let's put it this way, for Azu's benefit, they're within 30 feet of one another.
Cool.
You have Friedrich, who Sel is currently with, who is sort of giving a bit of a wiggle. There are the two smaller mounds by Friedrich that aren't moving, and there is Wild, who you can obviously see. Everyone else is now accounted for.
The two mounds, is Hamid going up to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I left Hamid with them.
That's fine, I'm going up to them because I know Hamid can't do anything, so...
Okay,
yep. Basically, it's a standard action, I've already used a move. Yeah, no, that's me. Oh, and I've used my active perception. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, cool. In which case then, rest of the crew are continuing to basically scatter out amongst... I'd say that I don't think any of them would make it to the people who've been thrown on the ship before the party by virtue of having been like on the ship. So they're all, broadly speaking, kind of keeping a pace with Zolf, but running in different directions where they're not quite there because everyone else has already sort of... pardon the tactless phrasing, had a head start, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Hamid, you're up.
Hamid starts... digging into the piles of snows, into the pile of snows, like frantically, he's crying. His hands will claw up, he's trying to suppress it and failing, as he just kind of scrabbles. He wants to try and pull the two kobolds out of their little snow mounds.
You first find Sasra.
Oh,
Sasra is dead. Sasra is dead.
There is a scream, like a proper grief scream from Hamid, but he flings himself into the other pile of snow. After that, that's probably the whole round.
That'll be your whole round, yeah. In which case then, Azu, you are up.
Okay. So I go to Barnes and Carter?
Mm-hmm.
Am I able to tell if they're unconscious or dead, or shall
just channel positive energy again?
Okay.
If there's any hope of saving them, that's your best thing to do.
All right, then. I do that.
So Resurrection is a level 7 spell, which I don't have access to.
Okay.
And that's, it's also extremely taboo in this world.
Now, sod taboos. Mm. Who tabooed it? The meritocrats? Yeah.
Mm. Good point, well made. Okay.
That's a 14 on Barnes and Carter.
14?
Yeah.
Okay.
As in, that's healing for them.
Barnes, up the tree, still sort of impaled but through near the hip, awakens, just like, oh!
Okay.
Oh!
Azu yells up, stay still!
Yeah, that's fine. How we doing? Looks down, oh no. Mm. There is no movement from Carter.
Oh, Carter's gone too.
I am going to go ahead and say it is fine for us now, because of what's happening, to drop out of initiative order.
Yep. Okay.
People who can be stopped worsening have been, according to the mechanics of the system.
Alex, the second kobold. Hammer digs them out.
And this is what I'm going to lead to. The second kobold, Merc, is also dead.
Oh.
Hamid collapses onto his knees and screams into the sky, and a line of fire just shoots out of his whole body directly upwards.
Yep. I think on that, we'll take a rather somber break.
Mm.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back. So, I'm going to jump time ahead a little tiny bit, which is that we have managed to take stock of everyone and lay out the people who need laying out. Okay?
Once Hamid did his big fiery grief scream, he ran off into the forest.
Okay.
Right. If Hamid
he probably flew off into the forest since Fly would still have been active.
If Hamid is gone, then once Azu has helped getting like Barnes down from the tree and getting everyone out, she's going to go after him.
Okay.
I will do the business of laying out the bodies and that kind of stuff and talking to Earhart and making sure that, you know, she doesn't screw it all up by being nihilistic.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And Sel?
Sel is on automatic helping people as much as they can, which is generally like making comfy beds and things, but there's they don't really allow themselves to stop.
One thing I will do actually is get everyone to gather around me, obviously not Azu and Hamid, and I'll blast them with like a bunch of positives so that everyone is who's around and alive is healed.
So everyone's healed up, really.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so weirdly enough, anyone who can be healed will be healed back up because you're a machine.
I'll do three, and it's 15d6 for everybody, so that probably gets everyone to where they need to be.
Yeah, that you can heal more than the absolute max I could possibly have damaged people.
Yes.
You're good.
Cell gives Barnes an incredibly tight hug.
Aww.
So, just to run through the list as it stands, so that everyone is up to date on what PCs are in what situation. Obviously, Azu is off with Hamid. Barnes is now fine. He'll have a scar, but he's fine. Friedrich is now up and about. He's gotten off, actually, weirdly enough, because of the nature of the magical healing, even though he was in a real bad way, he's been healed in such a way that there won't even realistically be a proper mark. Earhart's fine. Carter is laid out, deceased. Driak, Tadika, Kiko and Skrark, they're all fine. They were all on board when it went down and are completely fine and have been helping out where they can. Dral is fine by virtue of Hamid having caught them. Sasra is laid out, deceased. Natan is fine. Merc is laid out, deceased. Wild is laid out, deceased. And then Sigif is also fine.
Actually, a question is, how are the kobolds reacting to the loss of their group members?
They seem to be, at the moment, assisting in the laying out with you.
Yeah.
None of them are speaking. None of them seem to be reacting at all, although I would say that that is excluding Skrark. Skrark is currently combing the edges of the clearing.
Fine. From Zolf's ham-fisted attempts at empathy, as we all know his bedside manner is garbage, will basically just be trying to reflect the because he could deal with human societies broadly, that's fine, he's been doing that, but like with the kobolds we'll just reflect their behavior like back at them and just like not leave them alone or ignore them, but engage when engaged with and leave alone when leave alone and not interrupt any rituals that may be occurring because don't know.
Once they've laid out Merc and Sasra, they all kneel around them and then just kneel around them quietly. They're not being, they're not blanking people, but that's the thing that they are doing.
Yeah.
Apart from Skrark, as I said, who is combing the clearing.
Sure. And also, Zolf is super-duper keeping busy and giving himself jobs to do, not really.
Sure.
You know.
In which case, then, I am going to jump to Hamid.
Hamid, basically... Yeah, he flew off into the forest. He hasn't got very far. He's crying so hard that he can't see. He probably just tumble, you know, he's flying really badly. He probably tumbled into the snow at some point, and he'll have found like a rock outcropping or something and kind of sheltered beneath it, and he's just crying. Like, it won't be difficult to find him because he'll have left quite an obvious trail and will be making some noise.
Sure.
But yeah, he's just kind of fled from everything.
And so I'm going to jump across to you, Helen, i.e. Azu. What are you doing? I'm guessing you're tracking Hamid?
Yes. Hamid, how easy is that? Am I going to need to do a perception check or...?
I mean, I feel like it's going to be pretty obvious. Like, Hamid will not have got very far before he just sort of tumbled into the snow and then basically scrabbled through it until he found a rock to hide under. And, I mean, he's going to be crying reasonably loudly, probably.
I'm going to say Azu could probably hear you.
Yeah.
For the sake of ease, yeah, there's literally no reason for you not to. Admittedly, I will say tracking flying creatures, real difficult. But tracking flying creatures who are just bouncing off trees and then, like, crawling around, not so much.
Okay. Okay.
You managed to catch up to a Hamid in the woods.
All right. Hamid. Hamid, all right. All right, come here. All right, Azu is going to, like, gather him up a little bit, do a little bit of rocking.
Thank you. Thank you, Azu.
No, it's all right. I'm here.
I'm sorry. I know everyone has to deal with all of it. It's not... I just can't. I can't.
I know. All right. I'm right here.
I am going to take the time to move away from this because there's going to be no actual back and forth for a while, I suspect.
No, he's going to keep crying, I think.
Yeah, so if it's okay with everyone, I'm going to jump away from there and then return in a little bit because otherwise it's just real-time grief, which is not...
Yeah.
Not a good thing to listen to.
It's going to be crying and then sort of comforting noises and patting.
Mm. Yeah. In which case, then, I am going to ask Ben and Lydia...
Mm-hmm.
If there is stuff you want to do immediately, obviously let me know. My instinct here is to wait until such time as Azu and Hamid are able to come rejoin, like from a scenic standpoint, but there might be stuff that you want to do before that even comes up.
So, Zolf, do you not have a... Do you not have resurrection? Can you not bring them back?
What? No.
But you can summon elementals. I know that people can bring people back before they can summon elementals.
I'm not strong enough. I can't.
I'm so sorry. If I'd done it right, everyone would be fine. Can Azu bring people back?
No. That's not a... It's not what paladins do. If anyone were to, not that we can, but it's the cleric's job.
Have you ever tried? It could be something that you were incredibly strong getting through that storm. Maybe the wild magic could have given you an extra ability.
Sel, it's not science. It's not a thing you can discover or research. It is a direct line to a power which is different. And you either know if you can or you can't. It's not... That's how the divine works. If I could, I would know. And I'd be doing it. So, that's it. And it's not anybody's fault. There are so many different things which have happened to come up to this point. And no single person can or should put everything on themselves, right? This is dangerous business. We knew this was dangerous. We knew this was the most dangerous journey we could make in a skyship in the world possible. And it's gone wrong. And that is a risk that everybody who boarded this ship knew that they were taking. The fact that it happened doesn't make it anybody's fault. Now, what we need to focus on is getting this ship flying again. So I need you to do that. Can you see what the damage is and let us know what we need to do to get this back in the sky? And I'm not saying don't grieve or think about it, right? I'm not. But we have jobs to do.
I could refit this. I mean, it would be easier if there was, you know, a shipyard or a sawmill or, you know, just people that knew the area. I can, is it appropriate for Cell to do a knowledge history on what they would know of civilizations in the area?
Yes. Give me a knowledge history.
That is a 16.
16? You know, like, you have encountered directly, there is trade with people who are from what all of the people from meritocratic lands are calling the Northern Wastes. Unfortunately, with that role, you don't know, given that you don't even know the exact location by virtue of the instrumentation failures and so on, you're not really going to be able to know that beyond, you know. And this is actually an interesting point, because it's something where it hasn't really been explicitly addressed yet. It's just been a lot of confusion on Cell's part. You do know that there are people where they all think there aren't people, because you know that there has been trade there. You don't know lots of the specifics thereof, but you know that there are.
Yeah, but the last time that Cell contradicted people's ideas that Europe and the meritocratic lands were the centre of the world, there was big arguments under Schoen's Institute. So they're sort of assuming throughout that it's a bit uncouth to be talking about other people when this meritocratic, the war in the meritocratic lands is... It's not that they're not mentioning other people, it's just this is so clearly consuming everyone that, having realised it's a sensitive topic, they have specifically not talked about other areas.
There is one additional thing you know, though, which is the trade that has been based there is not things like advanced machinery, super advanced metallurgy. It's just not that kind of trade that's been happening. So the likelihood of you finding something like a shipyard isn't pushing it. Stuff like a sawmill, maybe. I mean, that's not beyond the pale, but
it's not an airship building kind of place.
No, it's not.
They get around in other ways. Right, okay. So Cell begins to babble, and as they trail off, I'll do an assessment, and I'll come up with a list of materials that I need, and then we'll maybe, I suppose, work through the methods that we have of gaining those materials.
We'll find a way where we can be resourceful, and we'll make it work.
At which point Earhart comes over. May I join you for a second?
Yes, Captain.
I could not help overhearing. If I may, I'd like to accompany you, Cell. I think together we're more likely to get a more fulsome view of our situation, if you'll have me.
Sure. This... Over we go. Yep, let's get going.
Mr. Smith?
Yeah?
You have the camp. If you're unable to maintain that position, I would understand. Let me know and I'll make alternative arrangements.
No, I'm fine.
Understood, Mr. Smith. Earhart starts walking towards the airship with Cell. I am going to jump back to Azu and Hammett at this point.
Okay.
I am happy for you two to have decided how much time has passed.
What do you think, Hammett?
A little while, but not ages.
Okay.
Sure. Azu, how can I face Natan or Skrark?
Well,
I've already taken so much from them.
This isn't your fault, all right? They chose to come here just like we did.
Yes, no, that's what Skrark said too, that he did say that. He did say, yeah, yes. Okay.
And doesn't Skrark know them better than anyone?
Yes, really? Yes. And I can't... I need to be there for them. They're the ones who've lost...
Hamid.
...family.
Are you in a state to be there for them?
Yeah, I can do this. I can do this, Azu. We've been through this before, you and I. We can do this again. Thank you.
Can you both please give me a perception check?
Well, it makes sense, I guess, as Hamid's eyes are still full of tears and also probably, you know, snow. Natural one.
Wow.
Thanks, Dice.
I got a 22.
Azu? Yeah.
Hamid has buried his face in Azu's shoulder.
Yeah, well, that's likely.
You become aware of something not arriving that has already been there and must have arrived while you were too busy focusing on Hamid. You take a moment sort of looking away and looking up, and then you notice that high up in the treetops above you is a huge bird. Like mechanically, a huge bird. Massive bird. Do you have knowledge nature at all?
No, I have knowledge nobility.
It's quite a noble-looking bird. Could you give me a base knowledge nature, which is where you roll, but the maximum that you can get is a 10. I'm just trying to gauge.
What's the point in rolling? Okay. All
it's
right,
it's going to be useful for me. Because Hamid is no good for anything currently.
I got a 9.
Okay, but no, that's enough. It's some kind of eagle. It is perched as high as it can be while still being so large, and it is just stood observing you both. It's not moving, it's not doing anything, it is just observing.
Okay. Well, Azu knows eagles. They tend to attack by swooping, I believe. Mm-hmm. So she's not particularly concerned, but because, you know, she's still up and running and she still has her axe. But she's going to say, Hamid, we're going to probably need to move soon.
Oh, yes, we should go back. We should go back to the others.
We should, but
I'm okay. I'm going to be okay.
You will be, but it's okay to not be okay right now. And, oh, I haven't actually... I'm sorry.
Me too. Everyone's going to be hurting.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's that?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes, remain calm.
For scale, this could easily swallow Hamid whole. Like, would not even do any... Like,
okay.
It is enormous. This is bigger than a van. This is a huge bird.
Okay. We're going to walk slowly away from it, all right?
Okay, yes. Let's keep an eye on it, though, as we go, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back to the ship.
So you both start heading to the ship in a calm and orderly manner?
Yes.
Yeah. Probably walking backwards for at least part
sure,
of the
sure.
time.
The eagle observes you until you can no longer see it. It doesn't move, it just tracks you as you move back towards the clearing.
Okay, just before we go into the clearing, Azu is going to pause and get down on one knee so that she's like level with Hamid. And she says, before we join the others, Hamid, listen, we've lost people before, that's true, and I'm sure before we even met, but that doesn't mean that you have to get back to normal quicker. It's always going to be hard, all right? So I'm going to be close by, and I don't know how you grieve, because we didn't have bodies before.
We've never had time to grieve properly. We buried my sister. You were at the funeral, but...
I remember, yes.
There's a lot else going on. Rushed off to the next thing then.
We may do the same thing now, so...
One day, Azu, we'll have to find a nice spot up on top of a building, put some gargoyles and raise a glass to absent friends.
Yeah. Maybe I can learn to shoot people.
That's what you would have wanted.
Yeah.
It's not... No, I'm okay, and I am going to be okay.
Hamid, you're not
just,
okay.
No, but I mean, just the shock, and you can't always be the strong one, and I can't always be the one who needs help, and I really appreciate your help, Azu, and I can't do this without you.
Can you please both give me a perception check?
Bird.
Natural 20 this time.
That is 29.
So my total is technically 34.
You both become aware at the same time as a shadow casts over you that the large eagle is tracking you, but it is now airborne and it is sort of holding its altitude, but it's directly, it's clearly tracking both of you.
Okay.
We will have to find time for this later, Azu.
All right, but before we're both eaten by an eagle. I know. I'm not always going to be the strong one, but right now, I can be. All right.
Hamid gives Azu another massive hug, and they cautiously, with one eye upwards, walk back towards the ship.
Yes,
I am going to jump ahead too. Then, Sel and Earhart have been going over the ship, sort of cataloging stuff. I'm not going to sort of dive into the specifics of that now.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to jump ahead to Hamid and Azu making their way back into the clearing. Mm-hmm. Okay. By this point, I'd say that a couple of crew members have managed to get a fire going. The cobbles have not moved. Skrok is continuing to circle the perimeter, doing something. And everyone, I'm not even going to bother, there's too many people to bother with a perception check. As Azu and Hamid enter the clearing, the huge eagle perches itself over the top of both of you at the top of a huge tree, just overseeing everyone.
Okay. Is Zolt there?
Yes, I'm helping to coordinate people, like, I don't know, getting fires and bivvies and stuff. I don't know how much shelter the ship can provide in its current state. So, yeah, doing what is appropriate to make sure we don't die of the outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Azu's probably going to become markedly more businesslike and go up to Zolf and be like, hello.
How's Hamid?
I'm keeping an eye on him.
How are you?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm functional. It is most helpful for me to be functional now and not functional later, so.
Yep, same. What's up?
There's an eagle.
Great. Like a wild eagle or a...
It is as obvious points to your eye. The second that it's pointed out, this thing is not behaving normally. It hasn't made any efforts to, like, perch comfortably or anything. It has perched as close as it can while still being perched.
That's a big eagle. I'm going to go check on Skrark because it looks like it probably eat him in one go. So,
When they re-entered the clearing, Hamid will have headed over to Skrark whilst Azu headed over to Zolf.
Yeah.
Hamid is going to point out the eagle so Skrark is aware too, and then basically offer his help. He's not sure what Skrark is doing, but if Skrark needs a second pair of hands, Hamid would like to help him.
It's obvious to you very quickly that Skrark is effectively establishing some kind of perimeter. Skrark is checking for tracks, for animals, for stuff like that, and Skrark is muttering quietly to himself, basically just talking through what he's doing. Right, no tracks, that's fine, nothing. That's a non-land predator, I'm okay.
Okay.
3 points of entry.
Hamid can't do much to help with that. Not his forte. But he's going to stay near Skrark and basically watch his back and keep an eye on the eagle in case the eagle heads over there.
At this point, the eagle suddenly leaps up from its tree and swoops downwards. Azu, to your eye, this is an eagle that's about to pounce on someone. It moves incredibly quickly and then at first glance appears to slam into the ground, almost vertically downwards, not towards anyone, where it is. There is a huge sweep of wings at the last second that kill all that momentum, and as the wings sweep down, they sweep inwards, and it decreases in size as it does so, and as the wings sweep inwards and sweep inwards, sweep inwards, in a single fluid motion, there is stood a single figure wearing a large cloak made entirely of feathers, with a cowl pulled up. They stand there observing for a moment, and then pull their normal, apparently human hands out from underneath and just hold them wide and empty, palms facing towards everyone.
Sel will go over and say hello in 7 languages.
Which languages? You're going to have to remind me.
Elvish, Gnomish, Japanese, Spanish, Portuguese, English and Draconic.
Basically, as you head over and start saying hello, the person sort of very slowly and carefully pulls back their cowl, revealing a elderly female human, with large hair braids running down the back. They sort of gesture to you, touch their mouth, mm-hmm. touch their ear, and sort of gesture their hands towards you in a sort of beckoning way.
Sel goes, assuming this is a comprehend languages kind of spell deal.
You've run into similar situations, yeah. Mm. They take a moment, place two hands on their forehead, close their eyes, then place two fingers on your head, mm-hmm. pull them away. And how is that? Do you hear me?
Ah, yes, wonderful. Hello, my name is Sel, they, them. I was really hoping I would run into a local. We have some people that are recently dead. Do you know anything about resurrection?
We apologise for the intrusion. We would help you with your deceased if you would accept our aid.
Oh, absolutely. Accepting aid is one of my top skills. Any aid you can give. Also, I'm able to offer aid and also greetings from it's been a long time, but I know that there's been trade sometimes with your people from my village. It's in the northern on the east side of America.
She reaches out and places her two fingers on your lips.
Right. Yes. Oh, sorry. Yes. Thanks.
Greetings from we the Ursans. I apologize for the unprompted nature of our entrance. But I must ask, how recently has this occurred? We believe we saw you landing.
Yes, just that's why I mentioned it immediately. I know that time can be of the essence. Literally 10, 15 minutes, 20 maybe.
Then there is hope. I would meet with your people if you would allow it, that we might render aid and...
Hamid probably approaches the two of them conversing at this point. Does he recognise the language?
No.
He will cast Comprehend Languages as he approaches. He's going to try and make it very... He's going to try and make to be sure in the stranger's eye line and make it clear that it's a non-aggressive spell that he's casting. And presumably he saw the stranger cast a spell.
It wasn't hidden, it was very obvious.
Yeah.
So... Sel shouts to everyone. We're gonna. There's gonna be an attempt. Possibly. I don't want to raise hopes, but I want to gain consent and clarity. Possibly an attempt at some resurrection. Please clear the way. Or let me know if you have any like taboos about that. But otherwise, this way, ma'am. Sorry, I said, my name is Sel, and you didn't introduce yourself. If that's okay.
Ben,
what language are you using? Because you've got a choice between English and Draconic, because there's not that much of a crossover, assumedly, while speaking quickly. So only half the group
English.
Will understand you. Right,
English, and then first English, and then possibly after a pause, remembering Draconic.
Hamid, so with comprehend languages, the woman doesn't seem to react, and you catch the tail end, which is we are Sora, and we are here to help, but you must know there will be more than myself to affect the remedies that you require.
What do you need from us? Please, anything that you need that we have, you can have all of it. I can work off the debt.
Your consent and your goodwill.
Oh, I've got lots of that.
And I'm going to end the episode there. So I'll take a moment.
Hamid's just too surprised to say anything, but looked very concerned.
Big downs and big ups there. How are you all feeling?
Oh, that's a lot, though.
That was an episode and a half, Alex.
Mm. You're hot.
Tired.
Yeah, I'm knackered, mate. Bloody shattered.
You're doing that whole craft thing again that we respect.
Yeah. Well, why don't we hold judgment until next episode, and then we can see how people feel about it, all right?
All right,
okay. Right, until next time,
I trust you.
I'll say this explicitly. Mm. There is hope.
Good.
Okay,
better be.
Yeah. All right. In that case, then, I guess we'll all follow this up next week.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Hannah Preisinger. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord or via Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening. Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Laurel Buchanan, Maria Maximova, Nikki, Seren Mist, Vincent Guyan, Asher Perry, Damien and Fish Greco, Haberdasher, Jay Palmer, John Anglo, Jose Manuel Santiago Yepes, Catherine Bullen, Kaiden Lundquist, Leah Higginbottom, IMXV3.3, Melody Landrum, Mia, Moira Haney, Paravelex, Ray McKenzie, Rebecca Frederick, Rebecca B, Robin Dowster, Rowan Lorne, Snow Possum, Wrong Socks, Yo Mama, Zog Miyama, Al Labari, Ares Crowley, Kalamari Matahari, E. Kennedy, Kayla, Keely, Lauga, Lena Klambauer, Lucia Kelly, Quizzical Quibbler, Sydney, Isabel Velasco, Vague Coffee Cup, Kayla Woolsey, Morgan Short, Argbury Canatist, Wingless Wolf, CC Henry, Lottie Rose, Charlie, Sonny Acosta. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.